This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wonder what Puffy K's handicap is. Good call. And he joins us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He is the Hawks CEO after some R&R. It's good to have you back on the program. What is your handicap, by the way?
The entire game of golf.
I've seen you. I know you play because we've played in tournaments and stuff. I mean, you can hit them straight.
I haven't played in a long time. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hours. And so, there's better ways for me to spend a Saturday or a Sunday avoiding my family.
Wow. Mr. Binks, you'd think, a big executive like him would be on the links. Hey, man, we were just looking at the schedule, which got announced, Steve.
Yeah. As
Steve Coonan joins us, brought to you by Kumho Tires, the CEO of your Hawks. There's a road trip during the Super Bowl. Would you like to have people in your house during the Super Bowl? Because we were down there in Houston, and the Rockets had a home game. Are you going to be using the new Phillips Arena for stuff during the Super Bowl week?
The building will be making some announcements in the not-too-distant future, but just the arena will be booked and busy every night. There's a lot of very cool things that are on the horizon dealing with the Super Bowl and our building. So we're very, very excited. Mm. And, the NBA is unusual. Our season starts in 9 weeks, and our schedule came out today. In the NFL, you're playing 4 or 5 months ahead of time. Baseball, the same thing. But because of the power of free agency in July, you can't release the schedule till after free agency. As you notice, the Lakers will be on national TV, I think, 35 times.
Right.
And so it's just super important that we work together, and we worked with the NBA and asked for those 2 weeks so we could host a bunch of Super Bowl activities. Our building will be the home of that Monday night media adventure, which is unlike anything anybody's ever seen anymore.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so they actually build up the floor to 6 feet off the ground to make it larger so they can have the teams and the booths and the players. So our building's going to be used for a lot of Super Bowl-related and entertainment-related activities, and the NBA has been a great partner in working with that. And then we wanted a little bit of time to make sure we got all the kinks out of the building after having it closed for, 6 months and doing the remodel. So we asked to start on the road, and we're excited. And obviously, opening on the 24th on a nationally televised game about probably the most controversial moves in the draft makes a good storyline.
Right.
The NBA has become about great storylines. So I'm sure that the internet will explode positively or negatively that night, but it should be fun.
It's Mavericks. Hawks is what Steve's talking about, October 24th. So that game will be televised on ESPN. And, of course, he's talking about Luka Doncic and our own Trae Young. And if you don't remember, there was a switcheroo-y with the draft there. So there's the big storyline. Steve, as we talk about the schedule itself, and we were laying this out for our listeners, the longest road trip, obviously, that week of the Super Bowl. But, it used to be, oh, when's Cleveland coming? Well, no LeBron, but they're coming here pretty much wrapping up their trip to Atlanta and being done with Cleveland in October. But Golden State comes in December 3rd, and LeBron now with the Lakers comes in February. Just being in your position, do you like that spread out? Do you wish it was more balanced in that way with the star power in the league?
I like it. I like, Philadelphia is a major draw. Boston's a major draw. Mm-hmm. Trae Young's going to be a major draw. And so while the competition certainly helps bring people into the building, we also want people to come and see the building. We want them to see the Hawks because I think we are going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. I think we're going to be a hell of a lot of fun to watch this year.
Well, we're talking NBA Kawhi Leonard, by the way, January 3rd, going back to San Antonio
right.
to Toronto after he does this nice thank you to all the Spurs fans for not playing for them for the last year. It is Steve Coonan with us, baby, on the WaitForIt.com hotline, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. All right, man. By the way, for guys who missed the announcement the other last week, we talked about it a lot, though. The concession prices are down. There's even more reasons. I got a lot of emails from y'all about you're working me hard to buy one of these flex packs, man. Talk about the season tickets. What's available right now?
Well, there's right now, since we have the schedule, we'll start putting the flex plans, and we'll you know, 6, 7, 8, 10 games, pick the games you want to go to. Those will be available starting early next week. We will be putting out a tremendous amount of press next week regarding tickets, and my PR people would get mad at me for tipping anything, but we're going to do an update on where we are on ticketing. We're going to make a few unexpected announcements next week, and there's a whole lot of news coming out of the Hawks starting Monday, so stay tuned. That's called a tease in the business, guys.
Yeah, and it's a good one. Hawks CEO Steve Koonin joining us. Mm-hmm. All right, so take us behind closed doors and explain to us the whole Melo, we're sending you a jersey thing. Did he request it?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so he called and said, can I get one?
He did not pick up the phone and call the Atlanta Hawks. He did not say 404-878-3800. Hi, this is Carmelo Anthony. Can you send me a jersey? He said it to a reporter.
Okay.
We picked it up off of Twitter. We made a jersey. We sent it to him. We put it on Twitter, and the internet exploded. And LeBron congratulated him on his 5 days with the Hawks. And, you know, we always want to be relevant. We always want to have fun. I think we've become a lot more fun over the last couple of years with Tinder dating night and boss letters and, you know, naming this Black Mamba in the zoo Kobe as his retirement gift and, you know, several other hijinks and pranks and things like that. And this is just, you know, the NBA has become a 12-month-a-year sport, and 6 months of it is the soap opera of the NBA. Kawhi headed back to San Antonio. Trey versus Luka, who will be connected the rest of their careers. And these stories are what builds fan interest. And I think social media was built for the NBA. We just saw this as a great opportunity to, A, Carmelo wanted the jersey, which is wonderful, and, B, have a bit of fun with it.
Steve, I've got to ask you a very important question.
Ooh, I like that.
How do we get Hey Man L into Phillips Arena?
Yeah, man.
We will talk seriously about, because you guys are not friends of mine. You are partners of the Hawks, and we want to do the right thing. So we need to find out who your distributor is. And
that's Georgia Crown.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to work something out. And why don't we talk, probably not on the radio.
Fair enough.
I just think we have a lot of business guys that listen. I think they'd appreciate just the give and take live over
here. Fair
enough. You know?
But no, we were asking this question while you were on vacation, and somebody's like, why don't you guys ask Koonin next time? Well, we are. So, but here's the deal. We'd love to get our Hey Man L in Phillips at some point, and maybe that will happen for us. So stay tuned for that, guys. As Steve Koonin, you heard him. We are their partners.
Right. So hopefully he won't jack us too bad on the pouring rights.
You've just listened to was somebody trying to leverage somebody else to be polite on the radio. Yeah. What I've done is what's called deflecting. Yes, we'll talk about it. Yeah. But now I am hurt and offended, but a little bit aroused that we need to find a business opportunity.
Right. Yeah. So. Good call. All right.
That was behind the scenes for our
listeners. It was. Because people are like, really? Is that going to happen? Yes, you heard Steve.
We're working on it.
All right.
All right, Steve, always love catching up, big man. Are you watching the golf on your old network, TNT at all?
I am watching the golf. They're in rain delay, which is literally like watching paint dry to see a golf rain delay, which should push them late tonight, which should make tomorrow morning on Turner very good. So I used to sit there and smile because tomorrow morning's ratings, if they can't come back on the course, we'll pick up with the action, and it's actually quite good for Saturday and Sunday for Turner.
Good stuff. Well, we appreciate it. Hope you got some R&R, and it's good to be back. By the way, what is the first official event at Phillips? What is it going to be?
The first official event has not been announced, but I think you would see something like an open house.
Okay.
I think,
okay.
And then from a ticketed standpoint, the 25th anniversary tour of Atlanta's own So-So Def Jam Records concert will be the first on the 21st. Then we will take a couple of days to learn from what happened on the 21st, and then we open on the 24th, and history will be made. And it's going to be a really – I cannot tell you how great this arena is going to be and how different it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're excited, and we can't wait. So, Steve, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week. As believe it or not, we're a few weeks away getting into September right. from training camp, man.
We are 66 days from opening the arena.
Mm. Can't wait to see the finished product, man.
These that makes two of us.
The best CEO in town. Well, get your tool belt on and go finish it. That's our
That's Steve. What they need is a Jewish carpenter.
Well, Jesus was one.
I just realized that there might be precedent to this.
All right, Steve.
Let's hang up before I
get to it. I was going to say, we're out.
Bless your heart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.